Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.
Oh, love affair too. Welcome to another banging episode of Groove Cartel. You know how we do, affair too. We bring you nothing but the best. An amazing duo. They call themselves the Divine Brothers. They're going to give us a dope set. Affair too. Press play.
Away.
Take it.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Bring it back. Thank you.
Wafet, you hit that dope dope. You hit that dope 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 set by my homies, yeah. They go by the Divine Brothers. Getsweri Itu.
Ineo.
So, so.
Yeah. Ricky Kiwil Machita. Vautoko Bukoni Bupiri. Present. Up in her. Wafet, welcome to Groove Cartel.
Finally.
After 2 years.
Hey. After 2 years, you're right.
Solid.
Shit. Yeah.
So thank you for honoring our invite. We really appreciate it. And it's people like yourselves who make us feel good as a brand, you know?
Thank you so much.
You guys reached out early days. We hadn't even hit 10 episodes.
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you guys reached out. So thank you for believing in us back then and also for remaining patient with us. Mm-hmm. And we do try our best to get people as quickly as we possibly can.
Sometimes
it is what it is.
Yeah, man.
So I get to me Mbafet too. You played an amazing set. Beautiful music.
Yeah.
Beautiful music. Amazing production. Yeah, if you can just maybe take us through it a bit.
Yeah. Moira, no, the house scene, no. Like, it's a lot, ne? Because there's different sound, like, there's Majita Bapusha, Bapusha Spani. So,
sure.
Yeah, we like that. We love the fact that Majita Bapusha Spani and then Maspana.
Sure.
Yeah.
Maraluda.
Banza staff.
Another Spana.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
I can't respond. We're just grateful to hear that sound really is still relevant. What the guys are doing right now.
Yeah.
Is really beautiful to see and to hear what they do, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this set was based on the festive, like you were saying earlier.
Yeah.
So we were like, you know what? Let's give the people what they want for this December, you know.
So no, and you really, really, really did deliver, chance. And I'm curious find out all about it. You know, when Machita come together, Retrova. Because you can equally play one by one.
True.
Exactly, yeah.
It's so funny, actually. Because when we started out,
sure.
He was playing alone, I was playing alone. But we were in the same house.
Exactly.
So
even the music was different.
Even the music was different.
So how did the same house live as in...
Like growing up together.
So Divine Brothers thing, man.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. As much as
that. No.
As a brother, see a brother, see a must have
no.
No, we blood.
Yeah. Family.
Yeah,
it's a family thing.
So as I'm asking, Bafetu, so who really decided what's about game? Okay, Bana, let's push this thing together. What thing it did that moment?
Well,
let's do this thing.
From my side, I feel like no, not a gap. You know,
yeah.
There was a gap. Na pushan to high, give up pushan to high.
Sure.
Come on, it's a month one.
And
Spanish at the same time.
The same time, but we're doing our own thing.
Like, who was playing what? Sound wise. Yeah.
We're playing the same thing, that's the thing. But just.
I see what you
had his own style.
Exactly.
Had my own style.
Sure,
so
sure,
now
sure,
we fused both that.
Yeah.
That's when we, even when it comes to production wise, we were like, you know what? Let's fuse your kind of sound and I fuse my kind of sound.
Sure.
Together,
And then interesting music, Bafet. Itoma, in fact, I mean, you grew up in the same house, so it's a bit of a weird thing to ask. But I'll ask anyway. When I personally, that what made you decide, I want to play music, even like about how we produce music.
Well, from now, it goes from way back, our family, music wise.
Yeah.
And an uncle of mine introduced me to a cousin of mine. Growing up, I didn't know him. And he was like, hey, dude, I gotta hook you up with this cousin of yours, Barake Marco, Marco de Mel. He plays Deep House.
Yeah. Sure.
So he was like, hey, guys, here's the platform.
Sure.
So when after he told me, he was like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna teach him now.
Okay.
So even the production wise, same thing. Went to sound engineering.
Yeah.
And then I started sound music production.
Yeah.
Every lesson I learned from that day, when I come back home, I told him the exact same thing that I was taught.
Yeah.
And whenever I go to school, he now goes back to what I taught him.
Ah.
And then he starts to do whatever they are. And he developed his own style through while he was creating and playing around with the equipment.
Yeah. How has the... I mean, you guys have been in the game for a long time. Long time. And you've been there, you know, House Africa days.
Yes, yes.
if you can just maybe tell us, you know, about those moments and how that happened for you guys. For a little Thomas, you know,
Tim White.
Legends like Tim White. Yeah.
Because I remember the first time we started, we decided that, okay, sharp, this is the time or refuses on our own.
Sure.
It was actually the first project Erin Tizenga was offering.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yeah.
It was.
I promise
you. What a story, man. Damn.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was crazy because after that, I remember hitting up DJ 40 and I was like, dude, Nam Kosa and I'll be going to House Africa Records. We're gonna try something.
We just emailed
him out like, dude, can we just see you? When he got there, first thing he was like, listen, I love all your music. Can you compile a 12 track that you guys are confident with?
Wow.
From what we sent him, it was only about 3 or 4 tracks that were just missing.
Sure.
There, he loved everything, man.
Yeah.
And that's where we started now doing licensing our music for different house guys from House Africa.
Oh, yeah. Right?
So now, whoever was doing the compilations,
we
used to license our music through their compilations.
And then coming back to where you guys are right now, what are your intentions, especially as producers? What are your intentions for yourself going forward, you know?
Now I've got my answer. Let him answer first.
Sure.
I'm one person alone. You know, I love playing around with, you know, the sound.
Sure.
Experiment that, you know.
Sure.
Because can I lay an ear for music?
Sure.
So busy.
Sure.
So whenever it's sort of like an idea.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So. More music, definitely.
Sure.
Chanzi.
Almost there.
We must look out for that.
Exactly. Almost there. No, that's for sure.
Sure.
So from my side, I'm growing up like with every year progressing with the whole music scene and how things have been since COVID and everything. It taught us a lot. But listen, we can't just focus on the music production as well. Like as in the DJing side as well.
Ah, okay.
So right now we're also now venturing into scores. And making other stuff for the publishing companies.
Dope.
What we're doing right now. And we saw already there's a niche that side that a lot of house producers don't know. Most producers only know how to make house music.
I see.
We now ventured into making music as a whole. And it can be your Afropop, it can be your movies, it can be whatever. So that's what we're doing now for these publishing companies.
Oh, no, that's
yeah, because now about the Nalabana, so we're looking at securing the bag for them.
Oh, fair point, bro.
Yeah,
fair
we're looking
point.
At securing the bag for them in the future, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of money, and not besides the money, but you grow as you do these kind of sounds. You actually see what these... More out of just making house music or whatever.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes behind the production.
Sure.
And a lot of people are not informed in terms of the house producers or whatever it can be.
Sure.
So, yeah.
My personal favorite track, Yaluna, Porto Groove.
Porto Groove.
Yes!
With Dastino.
Hey, Joe, Pella, Yatalaki, Judy J. It's the first time I heard it on Judy J's episode. I've not stopped playing that track. And I mean, Judy J's episode, Kya Khan.
Sure.
The reason why I speak about that track, I want to find out, Hore, when that track was getting put together. You know? Where the entire crew that came together. Halichun. Neliva mentally and otherwise. But, you know, emotionally. Because what that track does to Na personally. I don't know, gents.
Because from my side,
it was meant that groove.
Yeah.
It was meant that groove.
We worked on the song,
a while ago.
And then during COVID, we were like,
what's
happening?
Yeah.
We sent it to Destino, and then Destino got Zelda.
Sure.
Zelda now put in some Portuguese stuff, and like,
yes.
Now it's one more minute groove. Now,
this is fire now.
Yeah.
I know. That's how it, and he put in his own
touch
on it, and we're like, oh, this is done.
And you said it's one of the most
stream songs. Yeah. The downloaded songs on the album that we got, Back to Basics.
Yeah. Now Back to Basics was also like, there was a lot of heat there.
Ah, thanks a lot, man.
And then projects wise, Bafe too. I know I did ask about what's coming next, but just from a project perspective, is there anything in particular that the audience out there needs to look out for?
More music.
We're dropping a lot. There's an EP with our brother FK, the Shikwan.
Yeah,
we're dropping our EP. It's a remix pack titled Mashiro.
Mashiro,
that song. So we actually played two remixes. We've got Bieber, we've got K9, Deep Essentials, Odd Experience. Who else? There's one missing. We're dropping it very soon. And then from there, we're dropping our single with a lady called Zuko. We're dropping, the song is called Ndenze. And then February, we're dropping another EP. But right now, we're just working with a lot of guys outside just to also collaborate.
Sure.
Besides whatever we drop in.
One final question. As house heads, piano comes into the game. One of the arguments are, you know, piano's going nowhere. Still here. What were your feelings about piano?
Oh, we accepted.
It's killing it.
Piano is killing it.
It's killing it. Even at that time. Because there was a lot of producers at the time. They just rejected it.
Now we didn't. Yeah. Now we're like, okay, how can we work from this particular sound and fuse it with our sound?
Yeah.
And it's so funny now because while we were thinking about it, some guys were also thinking about it. Now they were already started doing this thing. Because we want to fuse all these elements to piano and push it on our genre. Yeah. We're still doing that right now. That's what we're trying to do right now.
And so it sounds good, eh?
Thanks a lot, my brother.
No, it sounds really, really good.
We have no hate for piano.
At all. But fair too. Social media camera. Your social media handles?
Oh, this one.
Yeah, that one over there.
All right, man. So on Instagram is Divine Brothers, Facebook Divine Brothers, Twitter at Divine Brothers SA.
Fetu, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm still Eshmo Pedi. We are still Groove Cartel. Better is brewing. Check you on the next one. We're signing out. Awe.
Boom.
Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.